talking in this bulletin, partner visa places boosted in the budget, but more refugees to miss out. New South Wales records 3 locally acquired cases of COVID-19. And in tennis, Rafael Nadal questions the tournament schedule for the French Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is hopeful raising English language expectations for migrants will help them recognise their rights while living in Australia. Partner visa applicants and their sponsors will need to pass an English language test in order to migrate to Australia in a move to improve social cohesion. Mr. Morrison has told SBS Hindi he's concerned about the risk of family violence for those who can't communicate properly, and he wants them to be protected.
English unifies the country and it enables us all to connect, both economically and socially. And so that's why we believe that's an important step that needs to be taken. I don't want to see people who come to Australia be vulnerable. And if your English language skills are not strong or even non-existent, then you will be more vulnerable in Australia from a negative point of view.
Australia's annual refugee intake has also been cut by thousands of places in the federal budget. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says jobs will unlock economic strength for Australia as it tries to recover from the financial blow of COVID-19. The budget detailed future plans for Australia, such as giving taxpayers backdated income tax cuts and incentives for employers to hire young people. Mr. Frydenberg has told the National Press Club the quicker unemployed workers return to a job, the stronger the economic recovery will be in Australia.
Last night's budget set out the next stage of our economic plan as we move to the recovery phase of this crisis. This plan enables Australians to look to the future with confidence and with hope.
Advocates for older Australians have offered mixed messages to the budget, calling for the government to do more for mature-aged people. The Council on the Ageing has welcomed some of the new measures, including 2 $250 cash payments for pensioners and 23,000 new home care packages. But Chief Executive Ian Yates says the budget is a missed opportunity to do more for unemployed older Australians.
We know that mature-aged people who are unemployed are equally vulnerable. They take twice as long as younger people to get back in, and in fact, after previous recessions, many people in that age bracket never worked again. So we do want to see some extra muscle into the efforts to get older workers back into the workforce and keep them there.
To other news, New South Wales has broken a 12-day streak of 0 locally acquired coronavirus cases after recording 3 new infections. They were detected in 3 local government areas in Western and southwestern Sydney. The cases are not linked and are being urgently investigated. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the cases are not associated with known outbreaks.
I want everybody in New South Wales to continue to be vigilant and to continue to be on high alert. Our suspicions that the virus is always lurking in the community are founded, and we wouldn't have said that if we didn't mean it.
Victoria has reported 6 new COVID-19 cases and 2 deaths as a cluster linked to a Melbourne butcher shop grows to 31. Authorities are battling the coronavirus outbreak at the Butcher Club, located in Chadstone Shopping Centre. Head of Victoria's contact tracing program, Jerome Weimer, says the coronavirus is highly active and moves quickly with the smallest level of contact.
Chadstone has been a particularly challenging outbreak. It's still a very active shopping centre for people doing click and collect and essential goods. We now have 31 cases associated with Chadstone. That means people who've either contracted it through contact at Chadstone or also through household contacts of those individuals.
People who worked or visited Chadstone over the past 10 days are encouraged to get tested, even if they have the slightest of symptoms. In sport, 12-time French Open champion Rafael Nadal is questioning scheduling decisions at this year's tournament in Paris. The Spaniard completed his quarter-final match after 1 o'clock in the morning and he queried the number of matches on the same court for that day. He complained the weather was too cold to play at night after the Grand Slam was delayed this year because of the coronavirus. The event is usually held in the warmer months of May and June. Well, now, tomorrow's weather: Perth, a shower or two and 22 degrees. Adelaide, an early shower or two, 17. Melbourne, rain easing, becoming windy, 19. Hobart, rain and 15. Canberra, showers and 20. Wollongong, a shower or two, 24. Sydney, much the same, 27. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 31. Brisbane, similar conditions, 27. Cairns, also cloudy, 29. And Darwin, a shower or two with a storm likely, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.